March 9, 1919, the divine will must be center and nourishment of the soul. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus drew me more and more into his will. What an interminable abyss. Then he told me, "My daughter, take a look at how my humanity swam in the divine volition, which you should imitate." At that moment, a sun seemed to appear before my mind, not so small as the one which shines on our horizon, but so great as to surpass the entire surface of the earth. Even more, one could not see where its boundaries reached. And the rays that spread, forming an enchanting harmony, went up and down, penetrating everywhere. In the center of the sun I could see the humanity of our Lord, nourishing itself from the sun, which formed all his life. He received everything from the sun, and he gave everything back to it, which spread itself like beneficial rain over the whole human family. What an enchanting sight! Then, my sweet Jesus added, "Have you seen how I want you? The sun that you see is my will, in which my humanity was as though within its own center. I received everything from my will. No other food entered into me. Not even one thought, one word or one breath entered into me, which was nourished by food extraneous to my will. It was right that I gave everything back to it. So do I want you, in the center of my will, from which you will take the nourishment of everything. Beware of taking any other food. You would descend from your nobility, and degrade yourself, like those queens who lower themselves to taking vile and dirty foods, unworthy of them. And as you take, you must immediately return everything back to me. Therefore, you will do nothing other than take and give to me. In this way, you too will form an enchanting harmony between me and you."